My name is Charles Biblazer, managing editor of The Media Line, and my guest today is Brigadier General Yossi Cooperwasser, former Director General of Israel's Ministry of Strategic Affairs and currently a senior project manager at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, specializing in the security dimensions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Thank you very much for being with me today.
Thank you.
And the topic we'll be discussing, Israel versus Hamas. Last night, the IDF struck dozens of targets in the Gaza Strip, from which over 60 rockets were fired. The latest flare-up comes after a missile leveled a residential building in central Israel, injuring at least 7 civilians. Mr. Cooperwasser, are we currently, in your opinion, witnessing the calm after or before the storm?
Well, it's the calm after the recent storm, but it doesn't mean that this is the end of the storms. When you live next to an enemy that is determined to bring about your annihilation and has a stock of thousands and thousands of rockets, chances of re-emerging around is quite high.
Indeed, there's been a months-long attempt to forge a long-term ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas through Egyptian mediators, Qatari mediators, United Nations mediators, but to date it's been unsuccessful. Now there are reports that there may be a tentative truce, but it's been denied by Israeli officials. What do you think is the current state?
Well, I think that we are working together with the mediators formula that will enable us to go back to normal, which is not normal. That's what is being discussed right now. I think that for Hamas, after experiencing the kind of Israeli attacks, something that deters them, and they understand, they knew even beforehand that Israel can cause them a lot of damage. And the major question right now is whether they're going to be ready not only to keep some sort of truce regarding launching rockets, but also whether they're going to be ready to put an end to the ongoing harassment of the Israelis along the border fence in Gaza. In my mind, they're the main issue at stake right now.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has arrived back in Israel after cutting his trip short to Washington and is currently meeting with top military brass at Army headquarters in Tel Aviv. Do you think, given the context and in particular being only weeks away from the April 9th elections, is he going to be pressured to continue to respond firmly?
I don't think that the coming elections are such a big issue here. The positions of everybody inside the Israeli political scene are very well known. What Netanyahu has done in the last 24 hours is more or less what was expected for him to do, a very harsh reaction to the launching of the rocket toward the Sharon area in Israel, but not running into wide-scale escalation that would lead to ground operation or heavy bombardment in Gaza for a long period of time. Whether it's going to stop here or not, it depends on Hamas' reaction to the conditions put forward by Israel regarding not only avoiding launching the rockets, but also, as I said, the issue of what's going to happen along the border.
And obviously you're referring to the one-year anniversary of the so-called March of Return protests that have been taking place on a weekly basis, on Fridays in particular. Just a final question, Brigadier General Yossi Cooperwasser, former Director General of Israel's Ministry of Strategic Affairs. There appears to be a confluence of factors that account for the recent unrest in Gaza and the uptick in violence. Can you briefly touch upon these issues?
Yes, so many things affecting the decision of somebody inside Hamas. I'm not sure it was the leadership, but some elements within Hamas to launch the rocket yesterday. First of all, I think tension between the population of Gaza and Hamas organization, because the population in Gaza has made it quite clear in recent weeks that they are unhappy with the leadership of Hamas. They think that this leadership is too much concerned with the efforts to strike Israel and much less in the effort to improve their own conditions, and the fact that the entire investments of the Hamas is in the tunnels and in buying and producing rockets instead of dealing with the needs of the population causes a lot of criticism inside Gaza. And they wanted, probably some people inside Hamas wanted to divert the attention from this problem into the battle against Israel. Secondly, there is this really the tension between them and the Fatah puts a lot of pressure on Hamas by denying them income that they are supposed to get from Palestinian Authority. And also can be some pressure put on certain elements inside Hamas by the Iranians, who were probably unhappy with the progress Israel is making, getting international support for both its the status of Jerusalem as its capital and the recognition of the Golan Heights as the as part of Israel by the American president. So all these matters are things that may have caused certain elements within Hamas to launch the rocket. And the heavy reaction of Israel tells a very message, a very clear message to Hamas that this was a bad judgment and a wrong judgment to think that by this way they can gain anything.
Brigadier General Yossi Cooper-Wasser, thank you very, very much for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblezer, reporting for the Media Line.